What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Sports Court. I'm Caden Harris.
I'm Aaliyah Nicholson.
And I'm Warren Thompson.
And to start off our first show, we do have a special guest with us, head football coach, Warren Central, Coach Whitaker.
What's going on? You guys good?
Yes, just sir. Fine, yes, sir. So we're going to start off with a couple questions for you. The first one, how were the off-season workouts and practices for the football team?
It's been really good. Guys are buying in, working hard. Couldn't ask for a better start to what's gone on the last 7 months since I've been here.
We know since you've been here, we've hired some new coaches. So what is the summer like for this semi-new coaching staff?
It's been a good summer. I think a lot of guys have adjusted well, needing the new kids, and then the same way with the players adjusting to the new coaches, new expectations, new schemes. But overall, it's been really good this summer.
So our varsity team is going to be a little bit on the younger side this year, but you also had to look at the freshman class coming in. So how do you feel about them?
Great. I like all of our young players. I think it's a good thing because, you know, this will be their, a lot of these guys' first opportunities to play varsity, which means they got a lot of growth still to make, which I think is always a positive. Anytime you're growing, you're getting better. I mean, I don't look at that as a negative. So I think it's going to be good.
And like I said, it's going to be a bit on the younger side this year. So with a lot of new starters this season, how do you think it'll play out? I know that's a little bit of a broader question.
That's tough to say. The biggest thing I'm looking for is if we're continuing to get better each week, then we'll be playing our best ball come playoff time, which matters. I think there's going to be some ups and downs when you're inexperienced. I'm only returning 3 starters, so there's going to be growing pains there a little bit. But again, I love our young talent. I love the way our older guys have stepped up, and I think we got a chance to have a good season.
That's Coach Witt for you. And we do have a black and gold scrimmage coming up here for the football team this Friday. And I believe another scrimmage next Friday. Avon coming down to Warren.
Yes, that's correct. So this Friday night, it will be the black and gold scrimmage. Love to have everybody out to give the community and the fans the first chance to look at the team split between offense and defense. And then that following week, Avon does come here. We do a controlled scrimmage on a play count where starters will go against starters and a second team against second team. But it kind of give us a good opportunity to see how we stack up with a good program.
Thank you for coming in and good luck on this season.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
So moving on from that, we have some other athletic events going on. One of y'all want to bring us into that?
Yeah, for sure. Girls golf have their first event today at 9 a.m. at Pendleton High School. And then they also got another event Thursday at 4:30 at Pike.
You know Pendleton's mascot?
Come on. Nah.
It's the Arabians.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did. You obviously didn't. You whatever. Just said you didn't. Moving on.
Yeah.
All right. Girls volleyball has tryouts today for the team. They'll have a scrimmage next Thursday following tryouts. And that's all I really know that's going on with volleyball.
Yeah, and if you show up to tryouts, then you'll probably see Juan Thompson there.
Here he goes. But you're on the team. So, like, how do you think the season's going to go?
Well, I'm not on the team yet. I don't
You're on the team.
I'd like to say that the season's going to be a little bit. I'd like to say that this season's going to be a little bit better this year, but also looking at our schedule, we do have some tougher games that we didn't have on our schedule last year. But at the same time, I feel like we've improved a good amount because we've had girls that did travel ball and stuff like that and got better and gained a lot of skill. We are missing our setter who was playing since her freshman year on varsity, so that's like a huge difference. But I think we're getting it into the works and it's starting to come together a little bit. We've got some new hitters. We've got some strong hitters. We've got this freshman. She's amazing. She's doing really well. So I think it'll be exciting to see how it unfolds, but we'll just have to see.
I've got a question for the class. Clarification. Is it called a volleyball game or a volleyball match?
It's called both sometimes. I'd say game day all the time, but it kind of just depends who you are. It's like libero and libero. Like, it kind of just depends who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
If I didn't know volleyball, I would have thought those were astronomical signs.
Oh. Oh,
bro. But I'm a volleyball expert, so obviously. Then.
Moving on from volleyball, we got some other stuff going on.
Girls soccer? Boys soccer? Yeah. You'll see me out there taking pictures for those.
So we've got some stuff going on for soccer. Both boys and girls are starting their season. So.
Yeah, boys taking on. Sorry, real quick, redo that. Girls taking on Speedway at home next Wednesday.
Yeah, and then the boys soccer team is taking on Cecina in the scrimmage next Saturday at Warren.
Yeah, so make sure you definitely come and support. I mean, we've had no way to look at the teams previously this year, so kind of to get a new look at the teams, who we're working with, how the team's going to look. Make sure you pop out to the games and, you know, come support them.
I'll be there. Juan will be there.
I'll be making an appearance, taking pictures as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be helping Kaden Harris a little bit.
Help me with what? What do I need help with?
Your water.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then finally, the only other sport in session right now, if I'm not mistaken, is boys tennis. Because girls tennis is at the end of the year, right?
I got some guys on that team.
How do you think they're going to be this year?
I mean, they were pretty good last year. I don't know if they won sectionals. I don't think they won sectionals last year, but they were close to winning sectionals last year, fortunately. Jack Basham, you know, ACL tear.
They do have their first, do you call it a match? They have their first match next Thursday against Newpal. Obviously, it's not here because we don't have our own golf course, unfortunately. But
what are you talking about?
We're talking about tennis.
Sorry, tennis court. Read that. We play Newpal. It's away at Newpal. So if you can't make the drive, I understand. But still find a way to show some support.
Isaac Wilson, Braylon Horn, Gilbert Ernst would be Jack Basham if he wasn't hurt. Dogs. So yeah, you guys don't know golf like that. Golf. You got me messed up talking about golf. You guys don't know like tennis like that, really.
Nope. Come on. Not at all.
No, former. I know one of my teammates was first runner up at state.
Former tennis player.
That's all I know.
Back from sixth grade. I was not that good.
I've
seen the pictures on your mom.
Yeah. A little chubby boy back then.
All right. I think that's pretty much all like announcements wise. That about wraps up our first podcast for, you know, the sports core.
Yes,
we'll probably have another one soon. I don't know if Juan will be here. We'll probably have our other member. Her name's Layla. You guys haven't met her yet, but you guys will be meeting her soon. And yeah, we'll have plenty more to talk about. I'm Malia Nicholson.
Oh, you want me to go? Oh, thanks, Juan. I'm Kaden.
And I'm Juan Thompson.
And we'll see you back here later this week.